You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
What is love? Is it the googly eyes? Is it the...
What you expect.
Okay.
I'm a very demanding person, okay. But I think that's because I'm a very giving person.
Ooh, okay.
So I expect... You can't expect everyone else to... be on your level. Everybody's okay. Not raised the same way, okay. And everybody doesn't know what you know.
Okay.
And sometimes we expect people to know what we know, and okay. Everybody does not.
Okay, all right. Tavessa?
Trust.
Trust, okay, all right. So that's a challenge about love, is trust? Yes, sir.
Mine is to experience it how God says, and okay. What I've seen growing up is totally different.
Okay, well, what's the difference? What's been the difference?
The actions.
Okay, just give me a little bit more.
I don't know, like in this family, we hug a lot.
Okay.
I know growing up, I didn't personally experience all that.
Okay.
So that's an action versus verbal and noun.
You know,
they say love is the verb and noun.
Uh-huh.
I experienced the noun part, but not the verb, not the action part.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Okay. Brother went deep on me, man. Top Gun, go deep on you now. He'd dig in there, throw some dirt back. All right, Faith. Then I got Wayne over here.
I think the challenge for me is having no expectations or no demands.
No expectations or no demands.
Right.
Is that based off hurt?
No, I just, it's easier for me that if I don't expect anything from you,
okay,
then you don't fail that expectation.
Okay.
And if I make no demands on you, then you don't feel like you have demands on you.
Okay. Appreciate your honesty.
I got two things. It's, for me, it's about a fear of intimacy.
Okay.
And communication.
Okay. How many of y'all are afraid of intimacy? We're not talking about just sex. Okay. So what y'all afraid of? Inquiring minds want to know. Who got one back there?
I would say transparency.
Transparency. Okay. Because what would they see? What are you concerned that they would see?
I mean, just your entire past. You're basically laying everything bare
okay.
to somebody else.
Okay.
And that may or may not be a good thing.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
A fear would be a fear of being played.
Played? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Once again, for me, it's always the accountability piece.
Accountability? And
yeah.
It says what? What would you concern about,
like,
accountability?
I guess when you open up to another person, they're going to expect you to call them or expect
okay.
to see them a certain amount of times
okay.
a week or, you know, and sometimes, like, I might want to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you every day. And
okay.
I'm, you know, I don't want to have to be... You know, oh, I'm calling. Hey, I'm home. How you doing? You know, I had a great day. That's just not me.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And, I mean, maybe once a week, hey, boo, how you doing?
Okay.
Or something like that. But,
okay.
nah, not
okay.
just the everyday piece.
Okay.
Like, when you fall, well, when a person falls in love with you,
uh-huh.
they're expecting, oh, good morning. Or it's the good morning text. Or
okay.
it's the afternoon. How's
okay.
your day going?
Okay.
Or in the
okay.
evening, it's like,
okay.
hey, boo, you know. And it's like, that's too much.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
want to hear from you or
okay.
talk to you that much.
Okay, all right. Just leave me alone. You know I'm home. Okay. All right, so leave me alone. All right. I figured this love thing was going to get them started.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
To me, it's being able to trust them.
Oh, being able to trust them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like me, I like to show respect to
okay.
to a person who I think a lot of and everything. And if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be true to that person.
Okay.
And a lot of times that don't end up being that way.
Okay. All right. So that's why I'm going to teach you on betrayal, because like I said, there's a lot of betrayal. Got one beside you. Megan?
I think some of my challenges are taking offense and then being willing to forgive.
Okay. Taking offense and then being willing to forgive. Okay. All right. Anybody ever taken an offense before? Yeah, everybody raised the right, left hand, two toes, and your head. Okay, all right. Anybody else? What challenged you about love? I got one here, one back there. Yes, ma'am.
I think it's the whole rejection piece.
Ooh, okay.
You open yourself up to somebody.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they got all these ideas of what you should be.
Okay, all right.
Instead of dealing with what you are.
Okay.
And that, I mean, when people start telling you what you should be, now you're feeling kind of rejected about who you are. And
okay.
That is not somewhere you want to be staying at.
Okay. All right. Real versus idea. Faith getting ready to jump out of seat because she agreed with you. All right. Go ahead. And then I got you.
That's what I was saying, like the fear of being vulnerable.
Okay.
Because love is supposed to be complete.
Okay.
And my challenge is just being vulnerable,
okay.
just being open to being hurt and disappointed.
Okay.
It's just easier just to have a wall up and just, you know, deal with it how you want to deal with it. But then you're never really open
okay.
to
okay.
receive it. But you give it so much and you get disappointed so much,
okay.
it's just a challenge.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. Monsieur?
Mine would be the exact opposite of faith,
okay.
wanting to spend as much time as possible.
Okay. All right.
And then being perceived as being too clingy.
Okay, all right. Okay, what did she say?
She
changed the words.
She said needy.
She wants to say clingy. She wants to say needy. All right, so let's put some space in between them. All right. Wayne?
Yeah. Mine's kind of like on the flip side of what Michelle said. I had to feel sometimes that I would let the other person down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll let them down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My challenge that I have really been working on is I don't like all the mushy stuff. I want all the perks, but I don't want all the mushy stuff.
Okay. All right. Perks, but no mush. All right. Y'all get honest when you start talking about love. Yeah, I knew it was coming. I'm looking at you.
I can echo everything everybody said, but this morning I realized that it's not the issue of forgiving necessarily. It's the period of time which I actually forgive the person. So I'll say the forgiveness prayer, but I'm holding on to it. And I'm going to bring it back up, and I'm going to talk to you about it because I want to make sure you don't do it again. And I've learned that that's not helpful.
Why not?
The person just brought it to my attention. I know you're going to bring it back at least two more times.
Oh, does he hear that?
Okay. He does know me. He really is good about that. And I was like, oh, maybe I have a habit of bringing things back up. He has a habit of offending me, and I have a habit of bringing it back up. So,
All right. Tag team that thing. All right. Anybody else? And y'all all express yourself. That's a song, right? Express yourself. Oh, yeah. Who sang that? Anyway, let's keep it going. Okay. Oh. BT Express. All right. Banana rolled the eyes, all. I just want to tell you. All right, so let's look at the language of love. John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35 in the Amplified. I'm giving you a new commandment. Did he say I'm giving you a new suggestion? I'm going to give you an idea? What's the commandment? It's kind of order. That you love one another. Just as I have loved you. So you too are to love one another. Translation? So if he could put up with us, can we put up with others? Okay. I see some smirks. Y'all talk to him about that. If he could put up with us, could we put up with others? How many of y'all like everything that you see in somebody else? No, not going to happen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have some quirky stuff? Yes. All right, yes. What'd your neighbor say? What'd your neighbor say? Neighbor say they got some stuff? We got some stuff? Okay, just check it. Because he put up with our stuff. But what is it about us that want them to change right away? What is it about us that want them to change right away? If they got a perky thing, what is it about us that want them to change right away, but it took us years, we had to get born again to change? And we're still working on it. What, you good? Okay. I got one hand over here. Yes, ma'am. It's annoying. Did we annoy him? Oh, she's going safe mode. Y'all see? Y'all see how she went? Probably. Okay. All right. I'm gonna leave with that, Megan. Probably. Okay.
It says you love them. How do you love them?
Okay. So how do you love them? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on. Pass Mike over there. Megan, she says she got the answer. Okay.
I don't have the answer. I'm just reading the verse. Okay. So it's just as he has loved us.
Okay.
We're supposed to love them, whether it's your coworker or your neighbor or your spouse. But I don't have it right.
Okay.
I'm just reading.
She said, I'm going to take you back to the word. That's right. All right. So y'all want to know how you love them? Hold on a second. Wait, hold on. Just write this down. I'm going to sit with you. Okay. Make sure she write it down. Jesus. Yeah, right, Jesus. Yeah, right, Jesus. Help me to see them through your eyes. She writing it too. Parentheses. Because I don't like them if I look at them through my eyes. So that's how you love your coworker. Your children, your spouse, other people you have special places for. Jesus, help me to see them through your eyes, parentheses, because if I look at them, I don't like them. I got one hand right here.
And where can we find some Jesus sunglasses? Do you know? Do you know?
No, he's going to use your eyes. He's going to use your eyes. Yeah. See, you can take the sunglasses on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You can't take your eyes in and out. Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. Okay.
Can all we get the sword?
Yes, sir. All right.
I think particularly it's hard for us a lot of times to treat other people. To treat other people. Hello.
Okay.
All I was going to say was I think it's hard for us to treat other people the way that Jesus treated them because we feel like that's something that's not attainable.
Okay.
Like that,
okay.
It's way up here somewhere and
okay.
we're down here.
Okay.
But if you just treat people the same way that you would want to be treated. I know a lot of times, particularly with people at work, because I think when we're around people at work, it's like the relationship is different. You're not my friend.
Okay.
You're just, we have to be together. So I feel like, well, maybe I don't have to treat you the same way
okay.
I would treat my friend. But there's a lot of stuff going on in other people's lives
yeah.
that if you just automatically judge somebody, God may not ever show you what's really going on with them.
Yeah.
Because if all you say is, man, I just don't understand why he's that way. Or one way you can love people you work with is don't talk about them.
Ooh.
You know, don't go okay. home and talk to
okay.
What good does it do for me to go home and talk to people that don't even work with that person about them?
Okay.
You know, I'm just okay. spreading rumors about somebody they don't even know.
Okay.
That's my experience.
Right. That's, okay, that's good. All right, who else? Yes, ma'am. It's Art.
No, I was reading that
book. Uh-huh.
But God is love, so okay. it's easy for him to do that. He is love, and the challenge is that...
But I thought the scripture said,
I
as
know,
he is, so is Audrey in
oh,
this
true.
World.
Okay, so then I'm love.
Okay. I think that's what the scripture say. I got my Bible scholars in here to say it. Isn't that, it's a scripture that says, as he is,
yeah.
so am I.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Tell these names, say, name, I don't want to hear this.
Yes,
ma'am.
But we have to keep in mind, too, Pastor.
Take a deep breath, sis. Take a deep breath.
People act the way they act because they have other things going on,
okay.
too. So you never know what other things a person has going on in their lives that make them act the way they act.
Okay.
So I think sometimes we have to keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
You know, especially with coworkers.
Okay.
They have things going on at home that they're bringing with them to work. And so... that has a big effect on why they act the way they act
okay.
too. So,
okay. can if I give you one more thing, will you keep your eyes and head?
I'm gonna try to.
I see, Shell. So, my wife and I,
okay,
we never say, and I'm telling you, never say.
Right.
If you always say, you never know what people are going through.
Right.
What will you know?
You won't know.
But we say,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit always shows us what we need to know.
Okay.
See, that's a blanket statement.
Okay.
So that means in the grocery store, he's going to show me somebody that I need to know something about.
Okay.
He's going to show me something that Audrey might be going through. I'm just picking on Audrey.
Right.
He's going to show me something about a construction worker that's working outside.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will always show me what I need to know.
Okay.
See, we're here to dominate. We're here to walk into a 7-Eleven and somebody have an issue and we know about it. We here, no matter where we go, we here to bring life because we are a life-giving presence.
Okay.
The very fact that we show up somewhere, something is supposed to change, the very fact that we walked in. So always say, Holy Spirit always shows me what I need to know.
Is that something you should pray for daily?
It's just a confession, so it's a daily confession.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, you'll know things. People be looking at you like, man, how did he know that? Because the Holy Spirit showed me what I need to know. About every situation and circumstance. So don't ever say you never know what people are going through because you just shut it down. Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, okay, at that moment, I might not understand
uh-huh.
exactly what about the deference to me? Are they showing me that deference? Are they caring about what's going on in my life as I'm trying to go through the day with them too? I like that kind of reciprocation.
Okay.
I don't want to just understand you. I want you to understand me too.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Can y'all write this down? Megan, I can't read it for them. I say every question they got. Holy Spirit, you got something because you're always showing me what I need to know. Okay, so let me say this first and then y'all write it down. We pick, now let me say it first, guys. We pick the most inflexible, flexible thing to try to change instead of okay, what I'm trying to say is we don't even know what we're going to do in the next 2 minutes. But we're trying to control something that changes per second. And we want to control people. If we don't know what we're getting ready to do, how do I know what you're getting ready to do? But I want to be able to control what she does. But she's the most flexible being that we can encounter. That clock right there. That clock has mechanisms that all, if it stopped working, I just change the battery. So I don't mess with the clock because I know it's going to be the clock. But I'm trying to control something, us, you, that can't be controlled. But then I want to spend the rest of my life trying to control something that's not controllable. And then I'm wondering why I'm frustrated. You tell everybody, let's wear black today. That sounds like a simple. What color we gonna wear? Black. What are you doing showing up with pink on? Somebody gonna wear a different color shoe than black. Now we look at ourselves and we said that's pretty straightforward. We said let's wear. So why are you showing up with blue? But we wonder why did they show up with blue when we said let's wear black? And y'all looking at me like, why did they show up with blue? Because we were trying to deal with a flexible, flexible person that want to do it their way based off whatever reason, but we want control of someone that's always, this door is going to open when I turn the hinge. I know that door is going to do that. So why don't I just hang around the door? Because I know what it's going to do. But no, I want to hang around Shayla. But Shayla don't know what she's going to eat. We can make an agreement and say, okay, we're going to eat at Applebee's. Depending on how the service went, maybe Applebee's plate is not big enough. So then she's going to change her mind. Now I got my taste buds all ready for Applebee's. Then she changes to Red Lobster. So I'm mad at Shayla because she told me one thing and did. But I'm going to spend my time trying to get her to go back to her original idea, creating what for me? Frustration. Then she upset with me because I want to change it. So how y'all want to word that? The cheer is right there. I don't pick on the cheer because the cheer is right there. But I pick the most challenging. What do y'all want to call ourselves? Being. I picked the most challenging being to try to control. Would that guarantee you any frustration? Can't control ourselves, but I want to control you, Matt. Yeah, y'all ready for this part? Let's go even deeper. So we're trying to control what God doesn't even control. God says, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose. So we're trying to do what God himself doesn't do. He gives us a choice. And then they say, God sent you to hell. No. You jumped in that one. He gave you everything that was available, but we chose. So is it any reason why we're frustrated at people if we're doing something that not even God does? If they would just listen, they wouldn't be in the trouble they're in. Maybe true. But God said they chose. Right? Everybody take a deep breath. Y'all all right? Now, can somebody describe what I just said about the flexible, inflexible? I got one here, Chris.
The only person you can control is yourself.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. That was it. By this, By what? I'm moving on, because y'all looking at me. By this, everyone. Will some of the people? So is everyone included believers? Is everyone included unbelievers? Will know that you are my disciples if you have love and, what's the word? Did he say that I have to understand it in order to have unselfish concern? Do I need to understand it in order to have unselfish concern for one another? Does love always understand what's being done to it? But if I go back to Jesus, help me to see through whose eyes? Just talking about the language of love. Wayne?
Can you explain something? Because I have a little question. And some people say, well, you have love and selfish concern for one another. Some people can say, well, I have tough love, right? Okay. So I say things, I speak the truth to that situation, but the person don't get anything out of it.
Okay.
So is love like just letting people do what they want? You let them be themselves who they are? Or do you still try to speak, you know, truth into their life, but do you do it out of a, you know what I'm trying to understand?
Yeah. Okay. Y'all heard his question? So do Jesus, God, does he have tough love? How y'all know? Huh? Oh, get a woman the mic.
He flipped the tables.
He flipped the table?
His love for the religious people came through correction.
Okay.
It seemed like.
Okay. All right. He said he created hell not for us, but for Satan and his angels. Was that tough love? Man, the way you messing things up, Satan, you got to have a place that's really special for you. I got this base for you that what I already created is not enough for you. But Satan was always there. He was in the presence of God. But when he came against authority, it says Christ kicked him, did a sidekick on him. You got to go, boy. You got to get out of here. Because I'm more concerned about what you'll do if you stay. Because the scripture says a little leaven the whole loaf. Any of us ever hung out with somebody and we started out, I'm going to change them? And who got changed? Okay, just checking. Yes, ma'am. So to answer your question, tough love is in there. Yeah. He says he's chasing those he loves.
This might be off the subject, but I was thinking about the lady that was caught in adultery.
Okay.
Jesus didn't condemn her,
okay. Even
though she expected to be condemned. Okay. But the people who were trying to stone her, he just quoted the word at them, basically. Okay. And one by one, they started to disappear. Okay. So in that situation, it wasn't like a flipping the tables over. But, I mean, it seems to me like he still changed their hearts or something about them.
Okay, write this down. Then you want to go there? I can go there. Write this down. Love does what's best for the other person. Doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, all right. Somebody hit a hand back here? Love does what's best for the other person. So what's best for that person at that moment is confront or address an issue. What's best for that person at that moment might be to hug that person. What's best for that other person might be to say, I love you. What's best for the other person might be what else? You're going to make it through this thing. Go ahead.
Sometimes it's for you to go.
Okay, and what's best for you or the other person is for you to go. Time for you to go, Billy. Sally. Your lease done ran out. Yes, sir.
I just think it's interesting when you look at all this stuff you were talking about, how we try to control things that are uncontrollable. I think it's a prime example of what Spencer was talking about this morning.
Okay.
That we try to take the spotlight off of where it needs to be. Because when I think about all the interactions I've had with people that maybe didn't go the way I wanted them to, the common denominator was always me.
Awesome.
It wasn't like everybody that I've ever had a problem with was exactly the same.
Okay.
It's a wide variety of people. But I've always been that one common denominator. So I think it's the enemy trying to take our focus off of where the problem is.
Okay.
Which is us, And that's hard to say, you know. Amen. People don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they ain't looking at you at all, Porter. It's just me and you right here. But Ashley not even looking at you. Ashley like, nah, I ain't gonna hear that. I'm not looking.
But that's just, you know, it was funny that Spencer had brought that up this morning. That's exactly what it is. We take the spotlight off where it needs to be.
Yeah. I had a session, and anytime I bring up something, I got approval from them. Been doing counseling now for over 20 years, and a husband and wife came in for a session. And I got a questionnaire that I take a person through. Number one is, what I want most is for my husband, too. And there's three things that you can answer, three things the wife would answer. Then I say, what I want most is for my wife, too. And that's where the husband would answer his three things. And then at the very bottom, because I know they gave me what they thought the issue was, I say, what's the biggest problem in your marriage? Because now I want to narrow it down. And the wife said her thing. But the guy says, I'm the biggest problem in this marriage. And anybody been in session with me know I got my feet up on the desk because that's me and the Holy Spirit. That's our thing. I got up from behind that desk and walked over. I said, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've never heard a man, a husband, say that it's my fault. I said, I'm looking forward to what God's going to do with you in the ministry, in your marriage. I mean, he just said it. The biggest problem is me. I don't know how to give love. I don't know how to receive love. I don't know how to talk to my wife. I don't know how to appreciate my wife. I was like, man, give me the tissues, brother. Let me cry. I mean, it was deep. So I agree with what Porter said. So Porter said it the best way I've been trying to say it. You said something about we deal with inflexible. What was it? He said, I mean, I want to come back to that piece about the flexible. What was it? Common denominator is you. So you're dealing with different people. You don't know that lady at Walmart. But somehow you got that lady upset the same way you got everybody else upset. You just walked in, the lady just met you for 2 minutes, and all you're supposed to do is scan your thing. You break the machine, don't have the right change, blame the lady. Go ahead.
So I understand what Porter's saying, but suppose you're looking at it from afar and you're not the common denominator.
Okay.
And you're noticing an injustice, or you're noticing those two people get to do what they want to do,
okay,
but you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. So it's like you're not in it, but you witness it.
Okay. Okay.
And that can be frustrating to you. So okay. How do you say, well, you know what? You're supposed to be, if I have to be to work on time, why is it fair for you to come in at 12:07?
Okay.
Or if I have to be doing these type of calls or these type of tickets, why do you get to do something different because you want to do it?
Okay.
So how do you speak to that?
Okay. All right. So the scripture says, what is that to you? You follow me. Now, y'all don't want to hear that, right? I mean, that's what I got to say when I see injustice. I got to say, but you told me to follow you. You didn't tell me to look at him. You told me to follow you. Because, see, they got other stuff going on that we don't know about. But I'm going to follow what he told me to do. Because our mission is different. Our mission might be for us to go to the end, right to the end of this. And then he might say, okay, I want you to go left and then you go right. And then I'm judging somebody based off what they're getting away with. But did they really get away? They were doing what they were told. But look at this for a second. God always wins. He's going to make sure you get what you're supposed to get, and he's going to make sure they get what they're supposed to get. I just might not see it, and it's okay because I'm so busy looking at what he's going to do in my life that whatever's going on in your life, he's going to get that straight too. Amen? All right, I got 10 minutes. All right, y'all okay? Everybody good? Good question, though, Jamal. But we don't want to do what he says to do. You know? We want to focus on what that person got away with. What did we get away with? Did we show up all the time on time? Did we pay every bill? Did we always go to speed limit? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, is it okay? The language of love. That's what we're still talking about. Okay, that's what we started out with. We said we were going to talk about the language of love. Ooh, so gifts is a language? How many of y'all like receiving gifts? Y'all turn around, look, take a look at the folk. Gifts. and you'll receive gifts. You don't argue about it. Oh, she said good gifts. Gifts. So that's your love language, is gifts. That means you love to receive gifts. Yeah, yeah. So when you get a gift, what does it make you feel like? Those who raise their hand and say they like receiving gifts, what does that do for you? Tyrone?
That means that you're thinking about me.
You're thinking about me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And you cared enough to listen to what I actually like. Ooh. And then went and found it.
Okay.
And brought it to me.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay. Okay. All
you right. feel warm and fuzzy.
You feel warm and fuzzy.
Yes. Okay. And thought of and cared about and appreciated and not taken for granted.
Okay, I got you. Okay. We know she like gifts. What else does it say when you get a gift, if that's your love language? Oh, hold on, Mike coming your way. My wife gave me a wedding ring. See the ring? For Christmas. Man, I've been touching that thing, looking at it. Riding down the road, I ride right-handed, you know, right-handed. But then I go laugh on it. Yeah. You know, I was touched by that thing, man. We're like, wow. She want to be with me some more. Yeah. Because she could have gave me anything, man. It's like, I find myself, you know, I'm talking, I'm listening to y'all, I touch my ring. Like, yeah, that's my baby right there. So I'm thinking I might change mine. Because I know my number one love language is affirmation. Talk to a brother. But I mean, this makes me think I might be into gifts now. I'm just telling you. Oh, Wayne, go ahead.
I just said it makes you feel special because you really didn't do anything to get that gift. You know, it was just something they wanted to do for you.
Okay, so it wasn't your birthday or anything like that. They just wanted to give you something. Okay? So if I love receiving gifts, then what am I going to thank you like? Yeah? Why would I think a thing like that? Because that's what I want. So what I want is what I think you want. You ever gave somebody a gift, and it cost some money, and they just say, thank you, set aside? Anybody ever encounter that? Raise your hand if you encounter that. Huh? Okay. How does that make you feel? Give me some hands so we can talk about this thing now.
I'm like, I could have saved my money.
Okay, all right. Jazz said, I could have saved. Top Gun said, I could have saved my money.
And I'm not appreciated.
Oh, I'm not appreciated. Okay. All right. You gave me something I don't even appreciate. I got one here.
It wasn't even the money, but I concentrate on the effort.
Oh, took effort.
Yeah, what I went and picked out, because I'm one of those people. I pay attention to what you like, and so I go into it. And so the effort that I expended, yeah, please appreciate my effort.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. you know you say the same thing now. Cut it out. Okay. You with her? Okay. Audrey's my new friend, so I'm just. Megan, what does it say?
I'm hearing for myself that sometimes I will say, well, I treat others the way that I want to be treated.
Okay.
But I have to remember that how I want to be treated is not necessarily the same way they want to be treated. And that's where some of my disconnect comes in, because I think I'm treating you well because that's how I would want to be treated.
Okay.
But I'm bypassing how they want to be treated.
Amen. She read the next slide. That was what was going on with Curly and I. We got a great relationship, but man, let me tell you, I was missing that thing. See, mine was affirmation and hers was acts of service. Can y'all tell hers is acts of service?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, hey, I love you, sweetie. You look good in that. So, you know, I want to hear, hey, you look good in that. Okay? And that fit well. I say that to her, and she just keep on walking. You know, I like, well, hold up. I thought I complimented her on a hat. Didn't do anything. Ashley, it didn't work at all. Sweetie, this food tastes good. Okay. Nothing. Then I came across the love languages. So hers is acts of service. So I go out and I cut the grass. Wah, wah. Oh, honey, I love you so. Then she, Then she would use words of affirmation because I was targeting what was number one to her, which was acts of service. So I can't get words of affirmation unless I'm fixing something. y'all follow me? Yeah. So somebody say that's not true. Well, the other stuff wasn't working. I'm going to go with what worked. Our house been remodeled 5 times. Yes, sir. Oh, you need the floor fixed? I peel up the floor and put some floor there. Because now I understand her love language. So you can't get your need met until you meet. So before y'all say I'm just talking about marriage, you take love language on your job. Take love language on your job. I don't have time to go over all of them because y'all know how I am. But another one is acts of service. Raymond, acts of service, Megan. So if I want to get to Raymond, I got to talk to him about acts of service. Don't waste my time telling me he did a good job. He wants something else to fix. So if I tap into your love language, then you're going to tap into mine. See, this is what's frustrating about a counselor and about a pastor is when we give you techniques to use, you say it's too much work. But how much work is a divorce? How much work is getting fired? How much work is being in debt? How much work is being in disagreement all the time? I'm looking at the clock. See, that clock is going to tick whether y'all like what I'm saying or not. You follow me? Man, that doesn't change. All right? Y'all smirking at me? It's all right. I like the smirks. But that's what I'm be talking about. Fair enough? We're talking about the love languages. So, you know I got a scripture for everything. But not only am I going to take it from your perspective, I'm going to take it from God's perspective. How he used gifts to minister to us. See, if you understand all five, what happens is you adjust as you deal with different people. Follow me? Y'all got it? Any questions? We got a question right here.
You want to go over the other two?
Oh, it's 5 more. I mean, 4 more.
Just 4 more.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's next week. All right? Yes, ma'am. She got a question.
How do you know what to recognize that each person wants? Like you recognize Ms. Curley wanted acts of service. How do you know what to recognize that a person wants?
They're going to operate in that all the time. They're going to think that gift, act that gift, talk that gift. Whatever that gifting is, they will live their life based off that. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come at you. Yeah. If words of affirmation is their thing, they're going to talk about everybody that said how nice they were.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, my boss said I did a good job. I deserve a raise. Yeah, they said, yeah, you know, it's like I was walking down the street and this lady said, oh, I like your shoes.
Okay.
So that's what they're going to focus on.
Okay.
Yeah. I got one here and one here. And one here.
I had a question about when you were constantly giving words of affirmation to Curly mm-hmm. and she wasn't responding. Mm-hmm. That was frustrating for you.
Right, but I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, so why didn't she realize that was frustrating for you?
We would talk about it, but then you can't change what you don't acknowledge.
Okay.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge.
Okay. And you weren't aware of that
absolutely
at the time?
Not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just knew I was like, man, she's beautiful. You know, she's fine. She cooks extremely good. She does this, she does that. But it's like, I'm looking at her and it's like there's no registration. Like, you know, somebody going to smile about something. Right. Yeah, okay, thank you. But that was it.
So when you cut the grass and she said, that's
yeah, not yeah. That's I mean, I came, she came outside with some lemonade, homemade lemonade.
Okay.
What? Okay. Homemade lemonade. I ain't saying she got the lemonade stuff from the store. I'm talking about homemade.
Okay.
So then I started cutting the neighbor's yard. It's like, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew something to happen.
So she actually rewarded your acts of service with another act of service.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, it's a lot of fun. But you got to be willing to go there. So, like I said, so don't click off on the pastor. Take this to your job. Take this in your ministry. Find out. Just listen to people. See now all y'all gonna be listening. Like, oh, so what's her? What's his? Yeah. And you operate in it. And you're not manipulating anybody. You're making people feel loved and appreciated by operating in their love language. Yeah. All right, fair enough? Yeah. Okay. So y'all gonna be peeped out. Who else? Somebody, Michelle. Oh, Ashley?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about the gifts again. Okay. I found it funny that everybody was a little offended when they give a gift and somebody doesn't respond. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm trying to think how I'm trying to say this. Sometimes you're giving the wrong gift. I mean, everybody was saying, well, I put a lot of thought into it and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm saying I received a lot of gifts that I didn't want.
Okay.
And I'm not, I don't think that I was rude about it, but I was kind of like, you know, you could have just took the trash out and I'd have been happy. Or whatever, you know.
Okay.
I'm not talking about my husband. I'm just throwing something out there, you know. And then you really don't know what I like. You're just giving me a gift because you think that that's what people are supposed to do.
Okay.
It's my birthday. It's Christmas. I got to give you a gift. But what is this? Like, I don't have nothing. I can't do anything with this.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I found it funny that everybody thought they were given the proper gift, but nobody came from the other side.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. All right, anything else?
Okay.
You got one, two, three?
Okay, because I've decided.
So you mentioned about your husband taking trash out. I mean, you didn't mean your husband. Okay.
Okay, I have encountered some tough nuts to crack.
Okay, tough nuts.
Where you've seen this list and you're not recognizing any of them.
Okay.
You can't tell. What is it that you want? I can't tell what you want. What do you do with them?
Okay. Holy Spirit, show me what their love language is.
Okay.
See, we do a whole lot of stuff we don't have to do.
Okay.
He's the edge.
Okay.
So he'll give you the edge.
I'm going to need some edge.
Okay. All right. All right. Who else? Audrey?
My. Because I was thinking, okay, did you ever just ask her?
Didn't know what to ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Now
I haven't always been as sensitive as I am right now. Yeah.
Because I
knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, okay, in my thing, I tell you that I'm not really into gifts. I want other things.
Okay.
I want courtesy. Okay. I want respect. Those are the gifts that you can give. So when you tell the person what you want, and they're still not hearing you, they're not listening because they think, no, that can't be it.
Okay.
You know, you can't, that's not really what you want, what you really want. So really what it is that you're giving me what you want and not listening to what I'm telling you what I want.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, that's why I'm sharing it here at CGM. Because y'all mature enough that y'all can grab it. You know, Curly and I, we had a workshop. We had a seminar out of town, and I'm learning stuff, and I'm pumped up because I get to go to management and corporate and CEO training, and we in class together, but then there comes a time where we got to go to our separate ways. But I'm so excited. Let me put this down for a second. So I'm so excited. Curly keeps telling me we're going to go to lunch in a different place. So men are going to go to lunch over here, and women are going to go over here because they want to talk to us about different things. But I'm not hearing it. Y'all sensitive, Pastor. The counselor is not hearing it. And Curly says it three times, Megan. She said it three times. And then finally, she said, and finally, you know, we walk it, and she just grabs my arm. Okay, so once you touch somebody, what do you do? Blood pressure go down, calm them down. I'm just excited because we're going to be together. And she touched my arm like this, and you said what? Give it a mic. Honey?
I said, honey.
Can I get a mic? Can I get a mic? Okay.
Just January.
Yeah. So I'm teaching y'all about vulnerability.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking. We're going down the hall. He's excited. He thinks he's going to lunch with me. I keep saying, "Honey, they've got a spousal lunch for you guys today, so we're not going to the same place." And he's just still talking. And okay. And I said, "Honey, okay, we're going in the same direction, but you're going to go that way in a minute." And he's still talking. And he's still going with me. So I had to stop and say, "Honey, that way."
What's his head? Yeah.
And then he went, "Oh, you said that, didn't you?" But he wasn't listening.
Pastor wasn't listening. Counselor wasn't listening. Husband wasn't listening. Okay? Thank you. So I'm in class. I go to this class, right? It's all men. We're asking questions, talking. And all of a sudden, I start busting out laughing. I said, man, she was smooth with that thing. I mean, she grabbed me by my arm, just tapped my arm. Just, you know, I'm thinking that she didn't want to get close. Okay? But she tapped my arm, man. And she just walked with me real slow. Honey. So I started busting out laughing in class. You know, I'm sitting around with a group of 12 men at a round table. And they said, well, what are you laughing about? I said, my wife just loves me. She was trying to tell me something that I couldn't hear. So she just walked with me, touched me, and said it, whispered to me. I mean, it was real low. It was cool. And so I couldn't wait to get out of class so that I could go tell her that I saw what she did. I said, babe, that was cool how you did that thing. I said, you know, you ain't holler, you ain't scream, you ain't get ugly. You just pulled me closer to tell me what I couldn't hear for, I mean, it was like a quarter of a mile walk, what I couldn't hear for a quarter of a mile. So, you know, she said, yeah, I figured you would get it eventually. Okay, go ahead. But just want to let you know, Pastor Vulnerable, man. I learn, I grow.
Go ahead. So my question, it sounds like it's not just that we don't know what different love languages are. Is that once ours is filled up, we're more likely to give it to somebody else. Is that kind
exactly
of where
we're right? Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to give them what we have, abundance of. The same thing. Because surely, if I'm enjoying it as much as I am, I mean, y'all think about it. What, I mean, this is what I hope is happening. If y'all enjoy this church, y'all going to go tell other people, man, you got to go to CGM. Man, this restaurant. I enjoy this restaurant, man. They got the best. So when you enjoy something, you want to share it. And not everybody want what you got. Okay?
It's just kind of a statement. I just thought of something where you were just sharing. It just, relationship grows. Mm-hmm. So just like your love languages, I'm sure you didn't find that out on y'all first date.
Nope.
So it took some time for you to find out your love languages. Just like, for example, me and Jazz, when we first started talking, I know her love language was gifts.
Okay.
She didn't know mine was quality time and touch.
Okay.
So that's something that we learned a few months down the road. And we, frankly, me, I'm still working on the gift thing.
Okay.
So I haven't mastered that yet. Okay. And she's probably shaking her head. So relationships are supposed to grow. And just like you said a few minutes ago, you gave the example.
Yeah.
You're still growing.
Yeah.
That's a marriage. That's life. If you're not growing in a relationship, a thing like that. Just like in the men's class this morning, guys, like I gave an example. The question this morning was, what's the best thing that happened in your life and what's the worst thing that happened in your life? And I gave my worst, but I won't share it, but I share my best because it's more powerful, I think. So my best thing I shared there, my relationship right now with Jasmine is like an elevator. And relationships sometimes can be... But this elevator has not been going down in such a long time. Okay. So it's keep on going up and keep on going up. So that means you're growing.
Amen. Okay. I was cool in there, too. I was like, yeah. Y'all got it? So I'm excited about where we're going. Okay? Any questions, Teresa? You good? You good. Yes, sir.
It's a book. I'm just curious. Have you read it? The Five Love Languages?
Uh-huh.
Have you
actually? Yeah. Yeah, you got five love languages, the languages of God. Yeah, awesome book. Anything else? Turn to your neighbor and say, Navy, you straight?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.